I think he's kind of the defenseman that I've been looking for all summer, in the sense he's a right-handed skilled defenseman that can control a power play. He's got a lot of experience in a lot of top leagues. And he competes at a very, very high level, and he's gotten better and better as his career's gone on.
What was it about Darryl that brought him onto your radar in the first place?
Well, I think it's the right-handed shot power play. The skill that he's got is tremendous. He's very good at moving the puck in the sense of his passing, but it's a combination of him. I think his leadership skills and the composure he'll bring to our back end is something that we need.
34 years old, obviously he's going to provide a lot of experience for some of the younger guys in that locker room as well.
Yeah, I don't think age is too big of a factor with him. I know he keeps very good shape in the offseason and throughout the year, which is, again, going back to why he's gotten better and better as his career has gone on. He wants to win championships. He's at that point of his career now where the individual accolades don't really mean that much to him. So he wants to be part of a winner, and hopefully we can bring it all together this year.
Now, Darryl's played all over Europe, Japan last season. How did you attract him to the Steelers? How did the sale go? How did you kind of sell the club?
I think a lot of it was reverting back to, I think, that playoff championship we had last year. It was played a big part in him coming. I know he's played with Gord Baldwin in the past, and Gord gave a great reference on, you know, the team, city, and everything involved with the organization. So I think, you know, those two factors were major ones bringing him in. But he's a player I've known about for years and years, and it's just is all about timing.
Now, he recorded good numbers in Japan last season, 11 goals, I think it was. Do you think he can replicate those kind of numbers in the Elite League?
I'm not really too focused on his numbers. I think his numbers will be incredibly strong. I'm just more focused on his play in the sense of just moving the puck up the ice, getting his shots thrown the power play. That happens. The numbers will come. So not really going to kind of pigeonhole for any kind of numbers, but I am expecting strong offensive output from him.
How do you see the power play shaping up? All the kind of pieces that you kind of need seem to be slotting into place with regards to that particular unit.
It's going to give me some good headaches as a coach. You always want that with a lot of guys who can play a lot of different positions and who are keen to get onto the power play. But, you know, we've got a lot of ideas that we're just going to kind of get. Once we get all the players fully signed up the roster, then we can kind of dictate specific roles.
Obviously, you've got two more spots to fill. How's the search going for the last two pieces of the squad?
Really, really good, to be honest. It's kind of at the stage now where it's just some paperwork to get finalized. Things seem to be headed in the right direction. I'm very happy, very confident.
And what's the kind of time frame for those players coming in?
We are aiming to start to see a full import quota, and I believe that will happen.
Okay. Now, your first exhibition game is against Coventry at the end of the month. How much time will you get to work with the players ahead of that game?
The players should start arrive kind of about a week before, a week to 10 days before. Hopefully we can kind of get them in depending on their visa process. So it's very, very similar for everybody in our league, except Nottingham, obviously, with their Champions League competition that they're in. So I think everybody's in a little bit of the same boat. So it's a very hectic week once you get everybody in. But I think it'll just be nice for the players just to play a competitive game. You know, it's going to be a tough game against Coventry. They got a very, very good hockey team. But, you know, just to get in, get a part of the team morale, get back into the dressing room, and just the routine of, back into the hockey season.